Okay, today's daf is Me'ilah, daf Beis. We start Baruch Hashem, another Masechta, as we continue our march in these last couple of months to the Siyum HaShas, but Baruch Hashem, next Masechta in Seder Kachim we have is Masechas Me'ilah. After Me'ilah, we have a couple of small ones, Tamid, Midos, and Kinim. Some have Gemara, some don't have Gemara, but this is the last full Masechta. I guess Tamid is also, but here we have Me'ilah. Okay, a couple of introductory remarks regarding the Masechta. First of all, the Rashi on the Daf, according to many, is not Rashi in Masechas Me'ilah. Kind of looks like Rashi, but it's not Rashi, and one of the ways that we know that is that Tosfos doesn't act like Tosfos here. Whenever we have a Masechta that Tosfos acts like Rashi, L'chora, Rashi isn't Rashi. For example, in Masechas Nedarim and Nazir, where we have Tosfos acting as a Mefarish rather than what he usually does, so that's already a tip-off, plus other ayahs. But either way, we'll call him Rashi or the Mefarish, but number one, it is not Beferish Rashi. Number two, point of introduction. What is Me'ilah? The Isser of Me'ilah, as we know, has been mentioned many times, is the Isser of benefiting illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah, Asur lehedyo lehanos mikachi Hashem. It's asur for a hedyot, for an individual person to get benefit from kachim. Bein midvarim hakreven al gavim is beach, bein mikachi bedegabayis. And it doesn't matter which category of kachim, they are both subject to me'ilah. Kachi haguf or kachi bedegabayis. Carbonos, spoons, animals, anything. The walls of certain areas in the Beis HaMikdash. Me'ilah is possible by any part of the world of Hektish. And if somebody benefits a Shava Pruta's worth, then he is subject to Me'ilah. So we will get to that later in the fifth parak or so. Continuing, Dvarim. So what's the rule of Me'ilah? The rule of Me'ilah, the Rambam says, is as follows. Anything that is only connected to God, that is subject to Me'ilah. The second that something is connected to a person, it's no longer exclusively Lashem, then it is no longer subject to Me'ilah. So anything that I'm able to eat, for example, part of a carbon shlamim, so that's not going to be subject to Me'ilah anymore. But anything that goes straight to Hashem, to the Mizbeach, that is subject to Me'ilah. That's what the Rambam says. Dvarim, and again, this is all in the Gemara, but this is just by introduction. Dvarim shehutru ba'achila min ha-karbanos. Anything that is allowed to be eaten from the karbanos. Kigon, bisar chatas va'asham, achas zrikas daman. Like the meat of a chatas and an asham after zrikas adam. O shtei halechem, achas zrikas dam shtei kfasim. Or the shtei halechem. Rav Hashem will bring in a couple of weeks on Shavuos, right after the Zrikas Adam. Ein bohen me'ilah. Afilu achal zar me'elu v'chayotzu behen. Even if a zar eats it, and the basar is usher to a zar, the basar chatas is only mutter to zichrei kahuna. So even though I'm not allowed to eat it, but because a kohen is allowed to eat it, it's not called kachshe Hashem anymore, and therefore it's not subject to me'ilah. That's the language in the pasuk relating to me'ilah. Is there an Isser? That's a good question. We'll talk about, are there any examples where there could be an Isser Daraisa of getting benefit, but not because of Me'ilah? We'll have to see examples of that. The Rambam says, Hol v'hein mutarn l'miksas b'nei adam lehanos b'hen kolanen emehen lo ma'al. Lo ma'al usually means that it is no Me'ilah Daraisa, but there might be Me'ilah Darabana. V'yafilu nifsalu v'nasru b'achila. Even if after it was mutter to eat it, that becomes usher to eat for some reason. Or becomes nifsal. Ha'ovahaisal and shas heter in chayav and me'ilah. Since there was a shas heter at one point in their history, it is not subject to me'ilah. Fine. That is all, again, the rules and regulations. Where in the Torah does it say the isser of me'ilah? What a mo'el, what somebody who violates me'ilah has to do, that's explicitly in the Torah. That's at the end of Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah says if somebody violates me'ilah, they have to pay. They have to pay for what they benefited, and they have to add on a chomesh for what they benefited, which we call 25%. It's a chomesh milavar. It's a chomesh after it's added on, then it ends up being 1/5. So it's the karen and the chomesh and asham. That's the triple payment that mo'el, somebody who violates me'ilah, has to do. Karen, chomesh, v'asham. The principal, a chomesh, and bring a carbon asham. Asha Me'ilos, one of the five reasons one would bring a carbon. So that's what it says what to do. But where in the Torah? It is very unclear. Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed? Where's the Azhara? that you're not allowed to benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin says it's a gzeira shava. Chet chet mitruma. Rashi in Sanhedrin, that pedalid. So it says here chet, and it says chet by truma. Revelos chavah, be mechal truma. So it's a gzeira shava. The Rambam right here, halacha gimel, quotes a different pasuk. Kol hamoel bizadon loke. We didn't mention that also. You also get malchus. Loke umishale mashapaga menehektish barosho. And you have to pay. The ashara shel meila mizeh shene'emar. The pasuk says lo sucha lecho b'sharecha ma'asar degancha v'sarecha v'sarecha mufchar nidarecha b'chulu. Do not eat. Do not take part in your gates. Nidarecha. You're nidara, meaning you're going to take part in it. It really belongs to the hektish. Mipiyah shmuel lamdu shezu ashara lo ochel mipsar ola. Hoa v'kula l'Hashem, v'hu adin l'shar kol kodesh, v'hu l'Hashem levado, bein mikashim izbech, bein mikashim b'edek abayis, again he emphasizes it, imnena mehen b'shav apruta loki, you get malchus. Mal b'shkaga, mishali mashanana, v'tosef eschomesh, umevi el, b'shnei slime. So I didn't emphasize, but there's a difference between mezid and shogig. Shogig is, mezid is where you get the malchus, obviously. Shogig, there might be one exception. Do you ever get malchus b'shogig? We had this a couple of weeks ago. And one exception to the rule, Shivcha Harufa. According at least to some, the Rambam might be the only example where you get Malkus even on an Aveir B'shogeg. But, B'mezid, the Rambam says right here, it's based on the Gemara later on, if somebody violates Me'ila B'mezid, so then one gets Malkus. If one violates B'shogeg, then you have the Keren L'Chomesh and the Asha. Okay, so that is the Rambam. That's the Rambam Halacha. Then you have the Rambam Hashkafa. Once we have the Rambam and Hilchas Me'ila open, so we just read the first three halachas of the Rambam, but if you look in the last halacha of the Rambam, the last halacha in Hilchas Me'ila is also the last halacha of Sefer Avoda. Me'ila is the last set of halachas. If you think about it, we had the chance, Baruch Hashem, to discuss many of the svarim in Sefer Avoda. There are nine. There are nine sets of halachas in Avoda. It's a very large sefer. By the way, the Beis Abchira, Klei Mikdash, B'S Mikdash, but we discussed a lot of it already. And the last one is Hilchas Me'ila. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Avoda writes, as he does many times at the end of various svarim, where he has a hashkafic point at the end of the Sefer. Ra'ui la'adam, we mentioned this in a parsha shir, a couple of months ago. Ra'ui la'adam lehizbonein b'mishpatei haTorah, hakadosha. It is appropriate for a person to try to fathom and understand the rules and regulations of the mitzvos. V'leida sof inyanim kifi kocho. And to know them, to know the inyanim. Even if it's not Lamaisa, just to know Torah. V'davar shelo yimsa lo tam, v'lo yeda lo eila, and something that you don't figure out a reason for. Al yehe kal be'enav. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. V'al yaros la'alos el Hashem, pen yifrots bo. And you shouldn't try to climb up and break through the mountain of God. That's a metaphor to say that to try to overtake something that is inappropriate. This might be an Eish Zara, right? Last week's Parsha, or this week's Parsha, depending where you are. And we shouldn't think of parts of Torah that we don't understand like other things in the world that we don't understand. Meaning, oh, I don't understand this, so it must not be true. It must be something wrong. Where do you know this from? The fact that you have to take everything very seriously, and if I don't understand something, I have to say it's my chisaron. You learn it from Me'ila. Uma im eitzim va'avanim va'afar va'efer. If when it comes to wood and stones and dirt and ashes. Kiva shenikra shem adon ha'olam aleihem b'dvarim bilvad. Since the name of God was called upon these items, niskadshu, they become sanctified, v'chol anoig behen minakchol, ma'al b'ashem, and if somebody acts in a non-sanctified way, this me'ila, v'yafilim haya shogeg sara kapara, it's just some sticks and stones, and even if I do a b'shogeg, I need a kapara, kal v'chomer l'mitzvos. Surely, by mitzvos, shechakak lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem created in a spiritual realm, shel yivat adam bahem, a person shouldn't literally be boate and kick them, shel yeda taman, v'lo yechapet dvarim, asher lo kain, Al Hashem, v'lo yichashim en machshavaso b'divrei chol. Hari nemar b'tarav, v'shiraitem es chokhu, g'saiv es komish b'tayv v'asisim osam. V'yomar chachamim, l'tin shmira v'asiyah, l'chukim k'mishpatim, v'chulu. V'lo yedam ashim p'chusim en ha-mishpatim. And you shouldn't think that a chok is any less than a mishpat. V'ha-mishpatim hein ha-mitzvah shtam ha-galui, v'tov ha-tasim ha-olam hazeh. And the Rambam continues, giving example of mishpatim, gezel, shvichas damim, kibar ha-va'im, and chukim. What are chukim? She yitzvah shal adam nokfo behem v'umos lo meshiv aleim. Iser b'sar chazir, basa b'chalav, egla arufa, para aduma, and seir ha-mishtaleach. Those are the examples of chukim. V'kama ha-yadavid ha-melech mitzta'er min ha-minim v'ha-goyim shayim meshivin ala chukim. How much David ha-melech went through because people made fun of him. V'kos man shayim wrote v'no so b'tshuvos ha-sheker sha'orkel v'kotzer das ha-adam. They used to scream at him ha-yamosiv davka b'torah. He used to be just the opposite. The more you try to pull me away, the closer I get. And then he quotes v'kala karbanos chukim hein v'chulu. But the important point of the Rambam, I mean, the whole thing is important, but the very important point for us is that he learns it from Me'ilah. Learns it from Me'ilah. If just some physical sticks and stones get Kedusha, and if I violate and misappropriate and get a Hanah from them in an illegal way, I'm Chayiv, even B'shogeg, Kal v'chomer when it comes to mitzvahs. So we spoke about the Rambam, we spoke about the Asara for Me'ilah, where is it? What does the word Ma'al mean? What does the word Me'ilah mean? We should know this before we start the Masechta. What does the word Me'ilah mean? So the Medrash seems to say it's some type of change. Some type of change, and not only a shinui, but also in aziva. Ki ma'al b'ashem, I leave. I change something, I cause something to go out from Hektish, I change it, and therefore I cause it to leave. As we will learn about that. Most of the time, whenever I violate the Isra Me'ilah, the result is not only an Aveira by me, but it's also a result that the item is no longer Hektish. There are exceptions to that rule. But that's the general rule, that once I violate Me'ilah, the item is no longer Hektish. The Mefarshim on Chumash, though, have other suggestions what the word Me'ilah means. If you look in the Ksava Kabbalah, Mecklenburg says the word Me'ilah means to ignore. Would be a good translation. Inyan Me'ilah hu lashon heder chshasha u'minias hadiyak al ha'maisa. I'm not focused on it. I don't take it so seriously, and therefore I'm not focused on it. If I was focused on something, then I would be very, very careful about it. The fact that I violated Me'ilah b'shogeg means that I didn't take the proper precautions that I should have. It's me'al. I hold myself above, and therefore I ignore it. Me'al. That is what the lush is. Shemala machshavaso lemala min adavar. Ve'ena choshev l'dayik bo. Avo me'ilah ena mechavim levazos. Right, we said it's not b'mezid. B'mezid I get malchus, but old Karen chomish v'ashav is only b'shogig. Right, ena choshesh b'davar. That is me'ilah according to the Ksava Kabbalah. One final point regarding the word, and that is the Malbim. The Malbim says, ma'al in the Torah, Kisimol ma'al. Well, first he quotes the Eben Ezra. Davar sheniskase olav. Migzeras mi'il. Mi'il, we know, was one of the special begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The mi'il was the tcheles robe. It was all made out of all tcheles. A lot of snails. And it was all tcheles. That was the mi'il. Mi'il is connected to Me'ilah, and you find in the Torah, says the Malbim, that Mo'el and Bogade are connected. Bogade is a traitor. And somebody who's Moel is a traitor and violates the Beis HaMikdash. Me'il is a coat and a beged is a coat. There's a connection in Lashon HaKodesh, says the Malbim beautifully, between beged and Me'il and Moel and Bogade. Because a traitor or a Moel usually does it in hiding. And does it, something's covered up. Somebody's a traitor, so like a beged covers up the body, so a bogeid, a traitor, covers up his true intentions. So to a moel is b'shogeg. It's covered up what the true identity of this item is. It's covered up to the person. And that's the connection of me'ilah and begida. He says the difference only between the two is whether it's outer or inner. A me'il is an outer coat, and a beged is an inner coat. Shekamosha beged hu alavush ha-pnimi, va-me'il hu alavush ha-chitzoni, she-is'ati po ha-begad av-lamala, kena begida, hi asher yishaker b'chaviro b'seser, bilti nigle kolkach, va-me'il hi ashikur v'ashini ha-mefursemes. And he brings rayas from Tanakh, kidarko b'kodesh. That is all the Malbim. Could somebody violate me'ilah b'zman hazeh? And this is the last point of introduction, and then we'll start. Is there Me'ila Bizman Azeh? What if there's no Karbanis walking around? Is there Me'ila Bizman Azeh? So that is a big discussion regarding the Kotel. Regarding the Kotel. Can somebody violate Me'ila? When, let's say somebody uses the shade of the Kotel. It's really hot. So I run up to the Kotel and I get some shade. Or, I'm sorry? So Pashas is not part of the Mikdash. It's the outer, it's the wall of Harabayas. So where does Me'ila start? Does Me'ila start only from the Heichal? Does it start from the Azara? Where does it start? What happens if I need to tie my shoe? I'm not saying this should be done, but what if somebody does it? They lean on the Kotel, or let's say they put their shoe in their foot. So if you look in the Tshuva Sha'arei Tzion, who's that? That's the Rav of the Kotel. The Rav of the Kotel wrote Tshuvas relating to various issues that have to do with the Kotel, Rav Rabinovitz. In Siman Zion there, he says, Me'ila b'Kotel Ma'aravi. Talks about sail, or let's say I hang something on the Kotel, and then he quotes the Minhag Hara, that people, never heard of this, but I guess some people might have done it, Rachmana Litzlan, people take stones, pieces of the Kotel to take home with them, in order to have a Zeichel Mikdash, Mamish, in their house. I guess they don't want to leave some area not painted, but I'll take a piece of the Kotel with me. And so is that Me'ila? Somebody violates? That's what he talks about. Gdolim that he wrote to, and he quotes, it's even if it's not Me'ila Daraisa, it's definitely Me'ila Darabanan, and maybe it's an Isser Netitza from the Beis HaMikdash, the Isser of destroying the Beis HaMikdash if you take a piece of it. But either way, there's a discussion of this in the Poskim. Exactly what part of the Mikdash is subject to Me'ila. Okay, let us continue now with the Masechta. Remind me at the end, if we have time, we'll talk about the Achronim's discussion, how did Yaakov Avinu lie down on the rocks? May Avne Hamakom, if those were the rocks used for the Akedah and it's a Mizbeach, what about the Isra Me'ila? So at the end, if we have time, we'll go through that. But we started the Masechta with all that introduction. Kadshei Kadshim. Kadshei Kadshim, Sheshachton Badaron Mo'alin Bohen. So it's interesting, the Masechta does not start off with, for example, the fifth parak, which is a rule and regulation of Me'ila, Daf Yud Ches. Hanana min ha'akdash ha'pruta. If you're nana min ha'akdash, even though you are in Pogim, Mo'a goes through. Hana'a goes through. Do you have to devalue it? So the fifth parak sounds like a place to start. But the Gemara, many times, various Masechta start off with a detail which might reflect something about the institution that is being discussed. So we start off with a detail. Kachi kachim sheshachton badaron. If I have kachi kachim that I improperly shechted in the Darom. Kachi kachim, as we know, has to be shechted in the Tzvona Azara. Let's say I shechted it in the south part of the Azara. Mo'alin bahem. Me'ila still exists. The Gemara will talk about what's the chiddush of this. What's the chiddush? We already said from the Rambam. The Rambam says that Me'ila always applies if something is kachi Hashem. So if you have kachi kachim, and then it becomes mutter, so then there's no more Me'ila. But here it didn't become mutter. You did something wrong. So why would I have thought there's no longer Me'ila? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. But the Mishnah tells us that even if I messed up, in a certain sense, the Avoda, I did it in the wrong place, there is still Me'ila. And the Bach adds in, Ketzad, Shachton Badar Mekibal Daman Batzafon, if I did Shechita in the south, even if I did Kabbalah Sadam in the north, I'm standing right on the edge. Or Batzafon Vekibal Daman Badaram, or it's in the north, I did Shechita in the north, and I was Mekabal Daman in the south, Shachat Bayom Azorak Balayla, or I did Shechita Bayom, and then I did Zrika Balayla, Balayla Azorak Bayom, or any of these mistakes. Oh, sheshachtan chutz lezmano v'chutz lemkomo, or I shechted with kavana of chutz lezmano, meaning a piggle thought, v'chutz lemkomo, a pasul thought. Rashi here points out, Rashi in quotes, Rashi points out that many times we have piggle meaning chutz lezmano v'chutz lemkomo, even though technically piggle is only chutz lezmano. Chutz lemkomo does not get kares, chutz lemkomo is not Higgle, really, but the Gemara puts them together many times. Chuzban of Chuzlam Kamo, in all these cases, Malin Bahen. There is Me'ila by all these cases. Why? Because the item never became Mutter. It's still Kachi Hashem. And therefore, it is subject to Me'ila. Klal Ama Rebbe Yehoshua. Rebbe Yehoshua says a rule. Kal Shahaya Lashas Heter Lakoanim. Ein Malin Ba. Anytime there is an item that has a shas heter lakohanim, even if it's not a shas heter to me, if I'm a Yisrael, as long as that has a shas heter lakohanim, ain mo'alin ba. It is no longer me'ilo, because as Rashi says, delo karina ba mikachi Hashem. It's no longer Kachi Hashem. And that's the word phrase used in Vayikra Perakeh in the context of Me'ilah. V'kol she'lo hayala sha'aseta l'kohanim, and anything that never had a sha'aseta l'kohanim, olimba, that does have Me'ilah. Eza hi sha'ila sha'aseta l'kohanim. What are examples of something that had a sha'aseta? What are examples? Shelana, if it was left overnight. Vishenitma, it became tame. Vishayasar, went out. All those were good, and then a problem came into existence. But they all had a shas heter, and therefore there is no me'ila even afterwards. Even if a carbon is nifsam biyotse, nifsal binosar, there's no me'ila when it comes to nosar. What are examples of items that never had a shasheter? If you had a problematic thought in the avoda, so that never had any time that it was mutter. Or apostle was makabel the dam, v'zarkos dama, or apostle was zorek the dam. It doesn't say apostle was shochet because that's mutter. We have that parak called Apsulin, Mesachas Vachim. We have that apostle of Shecht, Shchita Lav Avodei. Okay, so this is the Mishnah that even if something is problematic, it still is okay. If you remember, we've mentioned back in Zvachim and elsewhere the significance of Safon, the significance of Kachi Kachin, Bishechtan and the Safon. We mentioned the Meshachachma, who talks about Safon being connected to the Akedah. Amru B'Medrash, this is Aleph Yud, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, and Yud Aleph, Amru B'Medrash, Lefishet Safon More Al Akedaso Shel Yitzchak, Shet Safun Afro, Lezichron Lefnei Hashem Tamid. Safon is connected to Safun, which we just had on Pesach. It's hidden. The ashes of Yitzchak are hidden in front of Hashem. Safun is related to Safon. Va'akavana, She'amru She'ruach Safonis Psucha. The Chazal say the northern direction is always open. Umore al habechira hachafshis sha'asa Avram Avinu. It symbolizes Avram's bechira that he had to the Akedah. She'e maser nafsho shal Yisraeli la'Hashem v'kim'at she'shalal habechira mi'banav acharav. With that act that Avram Avinu did, it's as if he was solel, he paved the way for all of his descendants to make the right choices. U'kim'at Hukva teva kayam benefash Yisraeli limsar atzmo alavas Hashem Yisbarach. He was koveya the teva of a Jew to be moser nefesh. That's why he even adds when it says tsafon, it says it by tzon. It doesn't say it by bakar, beferish in the text. Loksiv rak beben tzon zechel elo she Yitzchak habat tmuras Yitzchak lachen lo niskar beben bakar behedya degam elo tishkachna. You don't want to say it by the bakar because that reminds us of the Maisa Egel asher asu shar ochel eisa ve'ino tzafun lefanav. That's not tzafun lo, right? Only the akedis. That's where the Meshach Chachma discusses the significance of tzafon. Even the halacha is by bakar also, but it's only explicit in the Torah when it comes to tzon. Okay, remember that one, and we'll continue. But here the Mishnah says that even if I did it in the wrong place, it is okay. Gemara, Ktani, Kachi, Kachim, Sheshachton, Badarom, Molin, Bahem. The Mishnah said if I do Shechita in the south, it's still Me'ila. Pshita, the Gemara says, obvious. Mishnah, the Shechitasan, Badarom, Afikinun, Midei, Me'ila. Because I did it in the wrong spot, there's no Me'ila, just the opposite. If I didn't do it correctly, there's no shas heter, and therefore it should stay me'ila. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara answers, it's shrech. No, you still need it. Why? Sakadai dechamina. Ho ilva amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kachim shemesu yatsu mide me'ila devar Torah. Since ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a carbon that died, without any, it was alright, it was about to be shechted, it died, there's no me'ila da'oraisa by that carbon. Yatsu midei me'ila dvar Torah, because you can't do anything with it anymore. And therefore, hachanami, I might say, if I did an avoda in an improper way, it's as if the animal died. Hachanami, kachi kachim lagabe darom kama dechankinun dami. So if I shek kachi kachim in the south, it's as if I strangled the animal. It's as if I did nothing to the animal regarding avoda, because I did it in a puzzle way. So it's just like an animal died, so there shouldn't be me'ila. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Kamash malan, we say, you did do something of significance. You did the wrong thing. But you still did something significant to the animal, and therefore, it's not like it just died. Kamash Malon, Kachim Shem Meisu Lochazu Klal. An animal that dies is not good for anything right now. It's not roi for anything. Aval Daro, but if you shecht Kachi Kachim in the south, Nehi Deino Roi Lekachi Kachim, fine, it's not roi for Kachi Kachim, meaning in this specific case, it's possible. Aval Roi Hu Lekachim Kalim. But it's roi for Kachim Kalim what you did. Asa Shidu Kubat says, so what? But we're talking about Kachi Kachim. We're not talking about Kachi Kalim. So what that if it was a different carbon, says the Shita, the Yatema, the in Oshei, the Chemishum Kach Yumol in Bahan Minatora, Mikomako Mena Dormina Rela Kachi Kachim, says the Mori Rabbeinu Peretz, very Lumdish. This is Lachora, what the Gemara means. The fact that elsewhere this act is significant means that even here, though it's not totally Machshir, it's still a significant act. And therefore, it is good enough to create something more than the animal just dying. See the Shita. Vomer Maria Bino Peretz. De Kivon de Roy Lakachim Kalim im Kain Yeshlo Hechsher Bamakam Acher. The Ikri Psulo Bakodesh. Kidamashma Perkhatas Ahof. De Kosh Psulo Bakodesh im Allah Lo Yeraid. Maybe it's good enough that if I brought this piece of flesh of the animal onto the base Mizbeach, I don't take it down. Unlike an animal that just died, which has no kedusha, at least it has kedusha of im alalo yereid. The kiva da ashkanat bekachi kachim im alalo yereid im kain kachay Hashem karina bay. It's still called kachay Hashem enough for meila. So what does the Gemara say? Yes, in this context it's puzzle, but because you did something of significance, it's significant in that if you brought it up to the mizbeach right now, it won't come down im alalo yereid. So therefore, it is called Kachi Hashem, and there is still an Isser of Me'ilah. Still an Isser of Me'ilah. That is the Gemara. Good. If you look at the Sfas Emes, also is bothered by this question of Shimon Kabatzis, and also tries to give his own answer. But we will continue. Tosas here says, on the question, Tosas Yirmaskal Pshita, V'yim Tomar, here Tosas does act like Tosas, I have a suggestion for what the chiddush is. Mi'lishni dehakamashma de zrika lomani bulafukim de me'ila. Maybe the chiddush is that zrika is not going to help here. Usually zrika is mosi mide me'ila. Maybe the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you have zrika of a pusle animal, it doesn't get it out of me'ila. Maybe that's the chiddush. V'yeshlomai says no. That's obvious also. If the animal's pusle, then it's not called a zrika. It's a zrika of an avela. Kiva and zrika, but puzzled, lo mahanya, lo midi. Right? There's no chiddush then, because obviously, once the animal becomes puzzled, none of the later avodos have any significance. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, that's why we have our case. So lo malila misti kohani, but why do you have to have all the cases in the Mishnah? Just give one example, that even if it's puzzled, if you did the avoda in a puzzled way, there's still me'ilah, and then I'll know the rest. So Gemara answers, Tzrichido, you need all of these cases. Why? Itan ashachtan badaro, v'kimol daman batzafon. If you only had that case, you did shchita in the south, and kabalzam in the north. Hacha d'ispuhu me'ila. Maybe only over there do we say there's still me'ila. Why? Mishum t'kabalah b'tzafonu. Because at least Kabbalah was in the tzafon. Kabbalah, Rashi says, important lashon here, t'hi ikar avoda. Seventh skinny line. Seventh medium line. That's an ikar avoda. What does that mean? At least in contrast to shchita, as we're about to see. Aval shachtan batzavar v'kibol daman badaro, v'kibol daman badaro, ho v'kibol badarom hu, nafig midei me'ila. If I would have only had the first case, I would have said that if you did the Kabbalah Saddam in the south, so then there is no me'ila, because that's totally messed up. That's like the animal dying. Because Kabbalah, as we know, is different than Shechita. We mentioned in a mitzvah shir yesterday, but I'll mention it again here. That is the Dalet Avodos that we talk about. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, in different contexts are grouped in different ways. Sometimes you have Shechita, Lu'umat, all the other ones. Shechita, Lav Avodahi, Shechita can be done by Azar, Shechita can be done by Psulin, unlike Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. That's one grouping. Sometimes the Gemara, at the end of the first Berak in Zvachim, grouped Halacha as different than the other three. Because after all, I could get away without doing halacha. I could just do shechita right next to the mizbeach, catch the blood, turn around and sprinkle it. So Gemara says, halacha lavavodahi. So I could do halacha versus the other three. Other times, I might do zrika versus the other three. Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashah says that the first three avodos are what he calls hechshera de karbon. Zrika is what he calls chovas bailim. Zrika is what achieves the kapara. And that's what he says is the reason why the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, fascinating raya the Reb Chaim has, the Gemara in Pesachim requires a pasuk to teach me that you have to be appointed to the chabura of the Karban Pesach by Shechita. If you're not appointed by Shechita, it's too late. Without the pasuk, says Reb Chaim, the Gemara says, you could become part of the Karban Pesach group all the way till Zrika. Even if you're not connected at the time of Shechita and Kabbalah, as long as you're connected to the group before Zrika, it's good enough. Says Reb Chaim, why? Shechita is the beginning of the Avodos. What do you see from there? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha just create the Karban in Reb Chaim's world. Zrika is what does something for the Bailam, the Chovetz HaBailam. Karban Pesach, the Chiddush is, you have to be part of the group, even by the creation of the Karban, Hachshir of the Karban. But that's another grouping. You have Zrika versus the other three. So whenever you have a different, various context. Kabbalah also might be, Kabbalah is just finishing off of Shechita. It might not be its own. Kabbalah is the only one, this is why this came up in the past couple of days in Mitzvah Shir. It's the only one that we have when it comes to the Isser of Balmum. There's an Isser of Shechting of Balmum, Agabi Amizbech, a separate Isser Daraisa. There's a separate Isser of Zrikas Hadam of a Balmum. There's a separate Isser of Haftaras Emurin of a Balmum. There's no Isser of Kabbalah Sadam. Of a Baal Mum. There's no separate Isser. So that makes it different than Zrika and Shechita. Either way, but here, the Gemara, and Rashi explaining it, has Kabbalah as different than Shechita. Kabbalah is an Ikar Avodah. And therefore, I would have thought that if that's done by Tzafon, fine. Then there's still Me'ila. But if that would be done by Dharam, then it would be just like the animal died. Because Shechita could be done in the Dharam, but maybe not Kabbalah. Fine. What about the opposite? V'itana. Hi, or if you only had these two cases about Dharam and Safon, Hava Amina Yamama Zman HaKravahu. I might have thought, fine, as long as it was all done by day, because that's Zman HaKrava. Aval Shachta Balayla Vazarak Bayom. But if I did Shechita Balayla Vazarak Bayom, Laila Lav Zman HaKravahu. I would have thought, nighttime, forget it. It's as if the animal died. V'hai deshachet balayla eima denafik midei me'ila. I would have thought, there is no me'ila there. V'itana shachta balayla, and if I would have said the opposite, shchita balayla havamina hova kimol dama bayom ispu me'ila. I would have thought, well, Kabbalah's Adam was bayom, so that's why there is me'ila. But the opposite of a shachta and bayom v'zark dama and balayla, but if it did zrikas Adam at night, hova v'lav zman hakravahu, since it's not a zman hakravah, and you did an ikar avoda during layla, keman dechankinu dami. It's as if you just killed the animal. V'lo ispu me'ila, kamash balan. And that's why you would have thought there is no me'ila, kamash balan, there is me'ila. There's a question that Briska Rav has back in Zvachim, where this Gemara also comes up on Daf Samaches. What does it mean whenever the Gemara says, kaman techan kinun? Is that mamish, as if you killed the animal? As if the animal died? Or is it, no, for certain halachos, it's as if the animal did not go through a proper avoda, but not for everything. Is there tumas nevela by this animal? The tumas nevela, you shechted the animal. Is there tumas nevela by the animal? That's a question. It's a question, but that could be a nafkamina, whether it's mamish like you, the animal died, or you did something to it. Okay, last line. We've just said that in all these cases in the Mishnah, what you did was halachically significant, and that's why there's still me'ila. So what about chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo? You just messed up the animal totally. What did you do that's appropriate there? So Gemara answers, Hoil umaratzin lepigulin. What does that mean? This harkens back to our Zvachim and Menachas days. If you remember by pigul, for something to be pigul, everything else has to be perfect, except the pigul thought. The Kohen has to shecht shelo, right, to eat something chutz l'zmano, and everything else has to be perfect. If anything else in the Avodah is messed up, then it's not pigul. That was called right, yater hamatra kimitzvaso. Everything else has to be perfect. So the avoda, the rest of the avoda, has to be perfect in order to create pigul. That's the lashon of the Gemara here. Hol maratzin lepigulin. Yes, you thought pigul, but the avoda is significant in order to create pigul, and therefore it's significant enough to keep it in the world of Me'ila. That's what Rashi says. Rashi on the next Amud now. Rashi says, Kivan, the end of the 10th skinny line, the Kivan de Hazrika Chashuva Kalkach, de Tzricha Maratzin Lepigol, Akati Lo Yatzas Mikdushaso Mualinba. It's significant enough to create pigol, so that's why it's significant enough to keep it in the world of Me'ila. The Sfas Emes as well says this. He quotes Rashi, and he doesn't, he thinks Rashi is a little verbose, but he says, Efshar lomar, kivan deshem kachim alav linyin pigol, efshar lomar tahavi kenachlinu, divkein lo avi pigol. He just says it in shorter. He says, if it's pigol, that means it's still in the world of kachim. Right, and therefore it's still in the world of kachim, that it has to be subject to me'ila as well. Good. Iba ilahu. Iba ilahu. Next question. I'alu ma'usha yerdu. If the animal went up, ma'usha yerdu, what do we say about it's coming down from the Mizbeach? Which part of the Mishnah are we talking about? Tosfos assumes we're talking about the case of Darom. Tosfos Dibur Maschal Alu, Al Karchach, Ka'i Adarom. He thinks we're talking about Darom here. The case is if you did something in the south. Da'achutz lizmano, v'chutz lemkomo, lokai. Right, but chuzas manu chuslam komo, on the last line, he does not think it's going on that, even though the Gemara was just talking about that, to Hamashmo, because it sounds like in the ninth parak in Svachim, to the kulay amalo yerdu. Everybody would agree, by pigol, chuzas manu chuslam komo, lo yered. Once it goes up on the Mizbech, it does not go down. So the Shaila that's not explicit is Darom. And Lila, he also says, is a beferish machlokas there. So the question here is, by something that I, by kachi kachim, that I shechted, or I did kabbalah sadam in the south, does that, do we say, im Allah lo yered, or im Allah leyred? Im Allah ma'ushe yerdu. So, machlokas. Rabba amar im alu yerdu. Rabba says yered. Meaning this is a problematic psul, and we will not say it stays up on the Mizbeach. Rav Yosef amar im alu lo yerdu. Rav Yosef says im alu lo yered. We discussed the lumdus of this back in the ninth parak in Zvachim. The Mizbeach has certain magical powers. And even though you have something that's puzzle, but once it goes up on the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. That's the name of the parak. Mizbeach Mekadesh es Haroilo. As long as something is somewhat ra'ui for the Mizbeach takes hold of it and is Mekadesh it. It's a similar, not exactly the same idea, but we have a similar idea by the walls of the old city. Kaltuhu mechitzos, the Gemara says sometimes, to give status to Meiser Sheni, to other items. Kaltuhu mechitzos, once it's in the mechitzos of the city of Yerushalayim, so also, it'll be significant, it won't be able to go out. So here too, by the Mizbeach, im alu lo yerdu. So the Gemara says, about this machlokas, ali b'der Rabbi Yehuda lo tibay lecha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no question. What Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Shimon are we talking about? So this is referring to a machlokas, there, in Zvachim and Daf Pei Dalid, where each of these Tanaim have limudim, to exclude certain items. Rashi, in the middle of the small lines, quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Pei Dalid, Zos, hi ha'ola. This is the ola. Hare ilu mi'utin. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Prat l'chenishpach dama v'shelana v'sheyatza shemalu yerdu. Rabbi Yehuda has exclusions of these three items. If they go up, they must come down again. So says the Gemara. Aliva Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that those items listed in that Gemara that Rashi quotes, that it was lan, it was yatza, nishpach dama. Rabbi Yehuda, who says those that are im ala yered, lo tibay lacha, de kuli amala pligidim ala yerdu. Here too, he would say, Durham is also similar to those exclusions. And Durham, we would also say yered. Ki pligi aliba de Rab Shimon. The machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef here is within Rab Shimon Shita, where Rab Shimon dashens those as inclusions. Zos taras ha'ola riba, Torah achas lachal ha'olim. The Gemara there says, Rashi quotes it again, that there's more included in the im ala lo yered. So, is Darom worse than all of those, or not? Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon. Rav Yosef says, just like Rav Shimon says, they are lo yered, so to the Darom problem is lo yered. Rabba Amar, no. Rabba Amar Lacha. Ad kan lo kam Rav Shimon. When does Rav Shimon over there say lo yered? What types of psulim? Ela benitan and lamata, shenitan and lamala. If you did zrikas hadam in the wrong place, it was supposed to be above, like a chatas, and it was said below, like an ola. Oh, benitan lamala, shenitan lamata. Ula olam, deshachtan v'kibodan batzafon. But you did everything in the proper place. You just had a wrong zrikas hadam spot. Aval hacha, kivan deshachtan badarom. But here, since, if it was shechted in the darom, kaman dechankinun dami. But here, it's as if you just killed the animal. And therefore, Reb Shimon also would agree, im ala yered. So that's the machlokas, Rabban of Yosef, within the shita of Reb Shimon. Period. So the Gemara says, is this really true? Tanan, kachi kachim sheshachtan badaron, malin bahem. Our Mishnah said, there's me'ila when it comes to shechita badaron. And me'ila, we assume, reflects a level of kedusha, kachay Hashem, meaning pashus imala lo yered. We think those halachas go together. So bish the mother of Yosef nicha. According to Rav Yosef, it's I understand it because darom. It's Rav Yosef holds lo yered, and our mission says there's meila. Those fit in. El Rabba kasha. According to Rabba, how does it work that there is meila but imala yered? Imala yered means there's no kedusha. So why should there be meila? That's the stira. So the Gemara answers, my molin bahen midrabanan. Our Mishnah, it says, only means it midrabanan, which makes it even more unusual that, according to this pshat, the Meseches Me'ila starts over with an example of Me'ila derabanan. Very unusual. But that's what Rabbah says. Rabbah would say, the Me'ila, by darum is only derabanan, because daraisa, it's not kadosh, and im ala yered. So it's derabanan. So Gemara says, "Ma'ika ben daraisa l'rabanan." What difference? Is there a nafkamina between meila daraisa and meila d'rabanan? So the Gemara says, "We're talking about on a shogig level, on a meza level. There's going to be malchus, right? Malchus for daraisa, not for d'rabanan. But on a shogig level, so the Gemara says, "Daraisa mishaman chomesh d'rabanan lo. Daraisa you pay chomesh and d'rabanan you don't pay chomesh, right? The extra fifth, the extra 25%." Tosfos asks, "Why did the Gemara say karban? Forget chomesh. What about the carbon? You only have a carbon on milo daraisa, not milo drabanan. Tell us it's at the bottom. Umayika. Have you matzil the meimer to be drabanan lo maisi asha meila? That's another nafkamina, right? Forget chomesh. What about carbon? But Tosfos says chomesh is a bigger chiddush because carbon, the rabbanan couldn't come along and say, oh, you're going to be chayv a carbon. That would be chulin bazara. But the rabbanan could have come along and been chayv you chomesh. But they didn't. So that's why the chomesh is a chiddush. Carbon, obviously, there's no chiyav d'rabanan. But chomesh, that could have been a chiyav d'rabanan, kamash malan not. But that's the difference. What's the difference between the rice and d'rabanan? The Gemara says chomesh. The Gemara says umiika meila midrabanan. Do you ever have such a concept of meila d'rabanan? Tosfos, the next Tosfos quotes, there are many examples of meila d'rabanan. The question here is, do you ever find a case of meila d'rabanan in a case where there doesn't seem to be such a reason to be goes there? In other cases of Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, look at the examples that Tosfos gives, there's a worry. Let's say there's blood that flowed out of the Heichal of the Mikdash. There are reasons to be gozer by Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, but here, what's the Svara to be gozer anyway? People aren't going to use this. So that's the Gemara's question. Is there Me'ilah D'Rabbanan where we don't even seem to think that there's a reason to be gozer? The Gemara says, and yes, there are examples. D'Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kachim Shemesu Yatsu Midei Me'ilah D'Var Torah. Rabbi Yochanan's din, kachim shemesu, there's no mila d'oraisa. What does that sound like? Alma, midaraisa lo islahon. Midaraisa, there's no mila bidrabanan isbahon. But bidrabanan there is, sachanami midrabanan. So here too, Rava would say that our Mishnah means mila d'rabanan. Period. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, and most Achronim assume that the din of Ula Kachim Shemesu, there's no Mi'ila Daraisa, only means there's no Mi'ila Daraisa. But there is an Isser Hana'a Daraisa. Like by Psule HaMukdashin. For example, the Isser of Giza Va'avota by Psule HaMukdashin. If an animal is Nifsal, I'm still not allowed to work the animal. That's not Mi'ila. There could be, there are Sameach and others say, there could be an Isser Hana'a from Kachim, that is not Me'ila. That's what they assume. According to Ula, there's no Me'ila d'Oraisa, but there could be Isser Hana'a d'Oraisa. Right? There are a number of examples of this given by the Achronim in their suggestions. Okay, but either way, let's just do two more lines. Says the Gemara, Lema Tanina Laha de'Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. One second. Now that we've said that the Mishnah means Me'ila D'Rabanan, and we've said Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Me'ila D'Rabanan, so it's basically the same thing. According to Rabbah, Shechtigit Bedarom is like killing the animal, and the animal dying. That's the same thing Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan said. So what's the Chiddush of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan? You're right. You could have said that, well, maybe the chiddush is that in the Mishnah is that Darom is Kimita Chankinun Dami. But the Gemara doesn't suggest that. The Gemara says, but now Ula Rabbi Yochanan is not a chiddush. The Mishnah is telling you the same thing. That if an animal dies, there's Me'ilah D'Rabanan. The Gemara said, no, Avagav de Tanina, Itzrich de Ula. Even though it's said in the Mishnah, you still need Ula. Why? Sakadai de Chamina. I might have thought, Hacha, Lo Bedilun Minhon, over here, in the case of our Mishnah, so lo bedili minhon, so people aren't people don't separate from it. I mean, people might come to eat it, and that's why there's Issa Drabanan of Mi'ila. Aval Kachem Shemesu, Ho Elobadilim in Hon, Eima Filamilim in Drabanan Lo. But if an animal just dies in the Azara, it's nowhere near the Karbanos. In the Mishnah's case, you went through the process of Avoda in the wrong way, but it's still in the world of Karbanos, so people might come to eat it. So that's why you could be Gozer Mi'ila Drabanan. But in Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan's case, the animal just died. So people are already staying away from it. Why? Rashi says, because Nevela is Ma'os. People stay away from Nevela anyway. So maybe there shouldn't be a reason to be Gozer Mi'ila Drabanan. Eima Avil Mi'ila Midrabanan Lo. Kamash Malan. That's why we say no. There still is a Mi'ila Drabanan even in that case. Period. We're going to stop there. Maybe we'll just have a... Right? So... I'll come back to what I alluded to before, so we don't have to say that I never came back to what I said. Maybe we'll have a chance to come back to. Once a year, I'll be able to have time to do it. The Rav Asher Weiss, if you look in the Minchas Asher in Vayetze, in Sima Lamed Vav, he quotes four different answers of the Achronim, how it is that Yaakov Avinu was able to lie down. The Yalkut Shimoni says, Lokach Yaakov, Yud Beis Avana Me'avnei HaMizbeach, She'ne'akad Alav Yitzchak Aviv, V'samo Tamarash Osav. So how did he take those? How did he lie down on those stones? Right, it was Me'ila. He's using the stones that were part of the Mizbeach. So it was four answers. So he quote the Panim Yafis. He quotes the Afla. Ah, he violated B'shogeg. Very difficult to say the Yaakov Avinu violated B'shogeg. He didn't know. He didn't know. See, very difficult. So he goes other answers though. Rav Asher Weiss says maybe. The Chazal say that they all became one. Right, Hashkafa. They all were fighting. They all became one. Shinui. Shinui is a davar acher lagamrei, right? We have shinui kone. Why shinui kone? Because there's a different chefsa. Here there's a different chefsa. There's no meila. Became a different chefsa.
He took it not knowing.
Well, who knows? He didn't lie down on it. Maybe he took it to as he was getting it ready. And did he have kavana to lie down on it as he took it? Or either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him. And so number one, shinui. One example. Another example could be pikuach nefesh. We think they're little stones that he laid down on, but according to some midrashim, they were large stones to protect them from wild animals. They were very maybe pikuach nefesh, right? Pikuach nefesh is doche meila. And finally, the last one, v'oti, right? So also he quotes from the Sefer of the Magen Avram on Chumash, Zayis Ra'anan, to have a hanah shalo kederech, ve'ein ba iser daraisa, the yeshiva b'tzel ha'evan lo chashiva derech hanah. Okay, it was shalo kedarko. Either way, there are a couple of suggestions, maybe there's more here, no suggestions, how Yaakov Avinu was able to lie down on those stones. Okay, either way, Baruch Hashem, we made a haschala into Maseches Me'ila, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue.